CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. President Xi Jinping said on Sunday that the Chinese economy is predicted to grow about 7% this year. That means China will continue to contribute to as much as about one-third of the global growth. Xi Jinping said while addressing a Group of 20 summit in Turkey that China has the confidence and capability to maintain medium-high growth. In his speech, Xi Jinping said the country had contributed up to 50% of world economic growth from 2009 to 2011. Despite a recent slowdown, China still contributes 30% to world economic growth. He pointed out that China is confident in its ability to comprehensively deepen reform and build an open economic system. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, have reaffirmed their commitment to enhancing extensive cooperation between their two countries. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the group's 10th summit in Antalya in southwest Turkey. China is to hold the rotating presidency of the G20 next year. President Xi says China is willing to strengthen communication and cooperation with Russia in the course of hosting the G20 summit. Putin has voiced support for China in playing a greater role in boosting international economic and financial cooperation as the next chair of the G20. The two leaders attended a meeting of BRICS on Sunday, which gathers Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Belgian authorities have made three arrests linked to the deadly attacks in Paris. Eric van der Span with the Belgian prosecutor's office says the arrests are in connection with a vehicle spotted near the Bataclan concert hall in Paris, where at least 89 people were killed Friday night. Beyond this, Belgian prosecutors are not offering up much more information, unwilling to say whether any of the three arrested are previously known to authorities, or whether any of them were in Paris on Friday. There is speculation the attackers may have made their way into Paris from neighboring Belgium, which is home to a large Muslim population from North Africa and the Middle East. At least two of the eight attackers in Paris are believed to have been Belgian citizens. French military jets on Sunday bombarded the stronghold of the Islamic State in Raqqa, Syria. A French defense ministry said in a statement that the targets destroyed included a command post, recruitment center, and arsenals of arms and ammunition. The second target was said to be a training camp. According to the ministry, a payload of about 20 bombs was delivered. The bombardment came 48 hours after attacks claimed by IS killed 132 lives in suicide bombings and shootings in Paris. Poland's incoming government has declared it will not accept refugees without securing guarantees. The announcement comes on the heels of the recent attacks in Paris. Incoming Foreign Minister Witold Wasikowski said the refugees who have their identity confirmed and express a will to stay in Poland will have to undergo security checks. Officials in Greece said earlier that the owner of a Syrian passport found near the body of one of the Paris suicide bombers entered the country on October 3rd through Leros. China's National Observatory on Sunday lifted a yellow warning for smog thanks to an approaching cold front. The National Meteorological Center said the cold air will gradually reduce the smog in North China in the next 3 days, but some areas will still be shrouded by light to moderate smog on Monday. In the past week, heavy smog lingered in most parts of North China, including Liaoning, Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei. China has a four-tier weather warning system, with red representing the most severe weather, followed by orange, yellow, and blue. About 110,000 people in the central province of Hunan have been affected by rare winter floods. Local flood control and drought relief headquarters said as of Sunday, 181 houses have collapsed, and more than 8,600 residents in 92 villages and townships have been relocated. The Meteorological and Flood Control Department said torrential rains have been battering most parts of Hunan since November 10th. About 60 square kilometers of late rice and vegetables were flooded. It is forecast that heavy rainfall will continue in the province during the coming week. A survey of nearly 4,000 elderly people across six provinces showed high rates of obesity and malnutrition. The China Development Research Foundation said about 32% of the respondents are overweight and 11% identified as obese. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.